Chapter 52, Dr. Phylus. Location, Nimbus Space. Nimbus had been moving quickly, just not heading in any particular direction. But he wanted to stay clear of any blowback effects of saving the world. Even though reviewing the last 24 hours was positive, soon his thoughts started weighing him down. He came to a stop over Mount Rainier, and he always loved being near the mountains. As he hovered, he revisited one of the worst days of his young life. The one where he got the nickname Little Farthammer from Anvil when he tried to be a storm. "So humiliating," he almost shouted.
"What was that?" Dr. Phylus asked.
He was a strange-looking Congestus-type cloud drifting by. Congestus clouds were real talkers, and Nimbus just wanted to be left alone. "Nothing."
"No, you said you were humiliated. I get your drift, Cloudy."
Don't call me that. I'm Nimbus. Cumulonimbus III, alias Nitro Nimbus."
"Impressive. But you don't look much like a cumulus. Must be all that humiliation."
Dr. Phylus swung around and hovered with Nimbus. He was old and as transparent as plastic wrap. "I've had a really rough week saving the world from extinction, okay? So I guess I am a little tired and depleted."
"Well, I hear what you're saying. When you get to be my age, all your weeks are rough."
He wheezed and coughed to clear out the condensation. Nimbus didn't want to get into a discussion and kept quiet as Dr. Phylus moved into his space, scrutinizing him more than he felt comfortable.
You can talk to me, Mr. Nimbus. Maybe I can be a good filter and unclog that cloudy brain of yours."
"Please don't say cloudy brain. It hurts my feelings," Nimbus said, surprisingly patient. He knew he could blow this cloud over the mountain, but he had had enough. He didn't want any collateral damage or PTSD at this point.
"Didn't mean to offend,"
Dr. Phylus cleared his throat.
"But seriously, I am the best listener. It used to be my profession, but had to retire for good reason, which actually makes it good news for you." "Why, you ask? Because trust is a big part in spilling the beans. But we can skip that trust stage. You see, son, with this memory, I won't remember or recall a thing you told me after dark."
Nimbus didn't know how he was ever going to explain his involvement in the planning of the storm of all storms. But the sun was out and he was feeling optimistic. The human beings seemed to be working at warp speed to learn from their lessons. And he reminded himself of Michael's words of wisdom. There are no mistakes, just lessons. However, the cause and effect lesson plan was slowly dissipating and would no longer be relevant in the future. He was not sure how he was going to explain that. In fact, he wasn't sure he even understood it either. Something about fifth dimension and new universes? "Okay, here's what happened," Nimbus started. "I'll give you the trailer version." He was anxious to get on with his future plans, but maybe this old cloud could shed some light on where to go with his life. The elderly seemed to have wisdom if you could wait long enough for them to recall it. Nimbus started his life story from more like an action thriller movie. Forget the trailer version. Dr. Phylus didn't drift and listened with his undivided attention. Finally, Nimbus said, "My dad showed up at the end of the world, but it was really just a dream. But then, when he did show up at the real end, he was thrilled to see me. He cooperated by letting me take the lead to save the world, even though I personally didn't have to save the world since Michael's plan worked out." He chuckled and felt a rush of satisfaction.
"Well, son, there's quite a tale you just told," Dr. Phylus said, shaking his head.
No, that's not all, Nimbus said. It was just all I could do to keep the cumulonimbus clouds from bursting. Then suddenly the most brilliant light flashed and hit me right between the eyes. Maybe you saw it. Nimbus smiled and nodded his head. Luckily, I was wearing glasses. He paused and blew out his breath in relief, wiping his brow and just, whew! The flash was delivered from Archangel Michael himself, telling me to stop and shut it all down. I just couldn't believe that his plan had worked. The world was saved and the endgame plan was called off. Dr. Phyllis's mouth had dropped open as Nimbus continued. Isn't that fantastic? I didn't have to do anything destructive.
Well, all this appears to be good news, Mr. Nimbus, Dr. Phyllis said, looking uneasy.
He pondered and then added,
what I think we have here is some kind of a narcissistic complex with grandiose issues in regards to saving the world. Not to mention your desperate desire to please your father and resolve your issues so as to get back in his good graces through fantasy. fantasy.
Dr. Phyllis coughed a wet cough and continued.
My advice, son, just go home and work things out,
he said, starting to move away.
That works the best with most parental conflicts, and a word to the wise, Mr. Nimbus. Don't repeat this story without professional counsel if you want to live a normal life.
Seriously? Nimbus said, surprised as the old cloud drifted off, shaking his head.
That's right.
But I'm actually supposed to meet up with Taz and my dad and have a final assessment with Archangel Michael and Raphael at the Angel Realm.
Oh, okay, sure. That's fine.
Dr. Phyllis said suddenly, having a coughing spell.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, you bet,
he added, speeding up his departure. Nimbus couldn't help but smile. He thinks I made the whole thing up. He ascended slowly for the Angel Realm, not being in any particular hurry. As he expanded to his new cumulonimbus biggie size, Nimbus kept talking as if Dr. Phyllis was still there listening. After the big follow-up meeting with Michael, I need to tell him that I've officially resigned from the Angel Cloud team. But thank him for the amazing time of my life. I'll never forget Archangel Michael and how much he believed in me and never got mad when I made things more complicated. He had to intervene on occasion, like with Taylor, the closet teller. Actually, I bet he helped every single person I tried to help. He remembered how Michael had told him the last time he tried to quit that all of his experiences were to help him understand himself better and to be more aware of who he really was on his journey to become the true Nimbus. I think I didn't listen because it made no sense, Nimbus said. I was too determined to become a human. That's all I wanted because humans had it all. Actually, now that I'm on the other side of this last experience, I realize that humans really need guidance. They tend to have a denseness that's not their fault. They are just too heavy in their thought, word, and deed. They make things out of nothing, and then they have to create more nothings to cover up the somethings that they created, until layer after layer holds them down, slows them down. No wonder they call on us. I mean the angels. I'm resigning and moving on, remember? Nimbus stopped to look over the earth and saw the old boundaries between water and landmass still intact. Incredible, he said, smiling. I wonder how long it will stay that way. Nimbus looked around, not recognizing where he was drifting, but he didn't mind. He was feeling pacified. He wasn't surprised at his feelings about the cancellation of the Storm of All Storms. Had he really wanted to experience it? No, of course not. Well, maybe just a little. His feelings rose and fell like a roller coaster ride. But I did have a mega rush when the TNT shut the whole thing down. He looked in the direction of the angel realm, feeling a sense of belonging. Then he thought about that liquid gold.